all for joining us again in this early morning, but we have some great information coming up for you today. Today, we're going to be discussing a couple of things, and one of those is brain health. We are headed towards a crisis in brain health if the answers don't start coming faster. Right now, 1 in 5 Americans struggle with a devastating neurological condition: Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, or a serious mental illness. Combine that with the fact that people are now living longer than ever, and the chances of being diagnosed with a brain disorder increases with age. Okay, so clearly something needs to happen. All right, so this is what we're going to start our show with today. And so today I have Tish and Petrosky joining us, and they are going to answer some questions about Brain Donor Project. And so one of the questions that I have, well, welcome to the show, first of all. Welcome to Real Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us as we talk about the Brain Donor Project. And so I have a few questions for you. Why is it important that people donate their brains?
It's critical to find the answers for brain disease. If you think about it, 1 in 5 of us now are estimated to have some kind of brain disorder. If you think about it, that's several people in your immediate circle. And that's what neuroscientists need, to find answers.
Yes. I read about this before you guys came on, and I gave them a little bit of insight into what's actually happening now. So who can or should donate their brain to science for research?
Everybody. The scientists need tissue from people with all kinds of disorders, as well as people who don't have a brain disease. The so-called healthy brains or controls are needed in every single study. So that's who can. Who should is something we're really focusing on today, because there's not enough brain donation by communities of color.
Tish, I want you to give a little of your background, because you are the founder and CEO of the Brain Donor Project. Can you give us a little information about that?
You bet. Thanks for asking. So the Brain Donor Project was founded after my dad passed from Lewy body's dementia back in 2015. We were able to donate his brain, but it was very complicated. And once I understood a little bit more about the critical need for this tissue, we started the organization to help people understand that and to make it easier to become a brain donor. So they go to our site at braindonorproject.org. There's a place to learn all about brain donation and then to start the process with a brief online form right there. So it's not part of organ donation. A lot of people think it is. You'd think it would, right? It's an organ, but it's never going to be part of organ donation. It's not disfiguring. It doesn't cost anything. And the family gets a copy of the NeuroPath report, which is the report that talks about exactly what caused the diagnosis in the brain. So with certain diseases like Alzheimer's or dementias or neurodegenerative things like Parkinson's or ALS, often it's the only definitive diagnosis you'll get. So there's a lot of benefits to the family.
Wow. Right before you guys came on, I was giving honor to my father. Today is his birthday, and he passed away. It'll be 4 years in November, and he had dementia. This is good information to know. And we also have Petrosky Lawson, and he's a well-established advocate for minority advancement in biotech. So I just gave a little bit about who you are. Can you give us a little bit more information? And welcome again to Real Talk.
Thank you. Again, love that name, Real Talk. So I'm going to give you some Real Talk.
Come on.
Yeah, so my background, 25 years in the biotech space, life sciences, pharmaceuticals, what have you. And there are too few people that look like me in this space. So I started about 2.5 years ago an organization to deal with that situation head on. It's called the Just Society, but it's the Black Men, Executive Men in Biotech. And one of the issues that we have been thinking about and dealing with is brain health. Brain health is the last frontier of research and science, and Black people are well underrepresented here. Mm-hmm. So we need more brains. We need more brains from people that look like your dad and my mom and my grandfather who died of Alzheimer's and my grandmother who had dementia. And, you know, it's a struggle because people think that just because you have the dementia that it's a natural part of aging, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to better understand why these issues, a lot of these neurological conditions are impacting our people more acutely than other communities. And so that's why I'm here. BrainDonorProject.org is a great place for people to go to learn more about this, to get the process started. But you bet your bottom dollar that I am concerned that we don't have enough black and brown people in donating their brains to research.
We need it, and I appreciate you guys again. So what is the importance of diversity in brains research?
Well, and I've used this quote, I've been using it all morning, and that is that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu, right? And diversity, if we're really going to help solve, if the science is going to work for the black community, then it has to include the black community, right? Mm-hmm. And so we need a seat at the table. Because we don't know if it's nature versus nurture. We don't know if there are housing issues. We don't know if it's because we live in certain parts of cities that we're disproportionately impacted by these conditions. We need to tease all of that out. We need research, more researchers, more black researchers, more white researchers, anyone who cares about our community to be at in this fight with Tish and the Brain Donor Project to help us figure out why this is happening. And so Tish can speak more to the tissue and the science of it, but I'm telling you, it just makes a lot of sense for a community of people, black and brown folks, who just haven't been involved. Mm-hmm. And we need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because blacks are currently twice as likely to get Alzheimer's disease compared to non-Hispanic whites. And if you add that to the fact that half of the Alzheimer's cases in the black community go undiagnosed, you said it before, Pete, it's a double whammy. You know, there's a reason why there needs to be more inclusion. The science is simply not complete unless it's representative of all of us.
Is there certain types of food that you can eat to keep your brain stimulated, any type of vitamins or anything, any activities, you know, because you always hear, do this, you know, to keep your brain active, do this, you know, for your brain health and different things like that. Is that a myth or is it true?
You know what? That's not really my realm, but everything I'm reading is that, you know, eating the right kinds of non-processed foods and getting regular activity keeps the blood flowing there, you know, so that's going to keep the brain healthy. But there's just still so much we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, if one in five of us are suffering for some kind of brain disorder, it's just we need to get answers a whole lot faster.
Yeah.
And the best way for that to happen is for people to, you know, we think about it at the end of life. You know, we think about, oh, what am I going to do with my stuff? Or if I have any money left, who am I going to give it to? But we need to think about this may be the most precious gift of all. And the problem is just not enough people know about it.
What is the benefit of to families of brain donation?
That's a good question, because I know of two.
Mm-hmm.
One is you get a copy of that report, that neuropath report that tells you the underlying causes of whatever the brain disease was. Now we're getting closer to understanding the genetic underpinnings of everything, so that's going to be valuable information for the family to have down the road. And the other thing is, you know, I've heard this from many families, and we felt it ourselves. You know, in the face of a great loss where someone you care about has really suffered and the whole family has, there's some comfort in knowing that something good will come from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that science will advance because of this gift that was made.
Is brain donation part of organ donation?
That's the number one question. It is not.
Oh, wow.
It would be, right? It's an organ. Never going to be, because they're never going to transplant them. So there's separate arrangements that just need to be made. And again, the best way to start the process is at braindonorproject.org.
And that was my next question. How can people plan for a brain donation? And you just gave it, and that is braindonorproject.org. So why is brain donation from the black community important?
Well, as we said at the outset, these studies are often incomplete if we don't have tissue that's more reflective of the broader country. You know, it's not just white people, you know, it's not just black people, it's not just Hispanic people. We need healthy brains from all swaths of life, because it's going to help us figure out why Alzheimer's is happening, why dementia is happening. It's just, if we don't, then the data sets aren't as good. right? Mm-hmm. And it's incomplete. The science is incomplete. It's better for everyone if we can get a more representative sample into the hands of researchers so that we can figure out.
So you're listening to Real Talk with your host, Bridget Hurt, and I have the wonderful Tish and Petrosky, and they are giving us great information about being a brain donor. So can you please give us some information on how they can reach you all and be a part of this donation of the brain?
Thanks for asking. Again, it's the website, braindonorproject.org. You can learn all about it, start the process, and we really appreciate you giving us a chance to tell people about this. Just not enough people know.
I appreciate you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know before you leave us?
Start the conversation. Go to braindonorproject.org and start having the conversations with your family members now and get them, you know, up to speed and raise awareness about this important issue. No need to wait.
Awesome.
Do it today.
Yes, do it today. You heard it right here on Real Talk with your host, Bridget Hurt. Be a brain donor. Being a brain donor is not the same as being an organ donor. So you have to go to braindonorproject.org. braindonorproject.org and get all the information that you need. Again, thank you guys for joining us today, and you all have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us for Real Talk. This show started out with medical, and we were talking about brain health, and now we're moving to community. I have someone